infrastructure. I'm Tim McGuire with an AP News Minute. On the Senate floor, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls for a final vote on the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Today, the Senate takes a decades overdue step to revitalize America's infrastructure and give our workers, our businesses, our economy the tools to succeed in the 21st century.
The measure could draw 70 votes in the Senate. A sizable number of businesses, farm, and labor groups back the package, which proposes nearly $550 billion in new spending on roads, bridges, broadband, internet, water pipes, and other public works systems. Hospitals in states hit the hardest by the latest COVID-19 surge are running short of beds and staff. Texas trying to bring in nurses from other parts of the country. Georgia health officials pleading with people to get vaccinated since the vast majority of new patients are unvaccinated. I'm Tim McGuire.